up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Rich rising, grand rising, all of the above to all of my morning motivators. Good morning, you guys. Welcome back to a brand new week. Okay, it is Monday. What day is it? Oh my gosh, June 13th. Halfway through the month of June. I hope you guys are doing well. I had an eventful weekend. So much going on, from birthday parties to friends' houses and events. And I hosted an event yesterday. It was really, really dope. If you are in the Atlanta area, Diamond Hill put on an event yesterday and I got to host and it was so much fun. So pictures are on the gram, reels coming soon. But I hope you guys had just a fun and amazing weekend, as did I. Such a good time. But in today's video, I brought up what I did this weekend to tell you guys that when I was there, Diamond spoke over her entire event and her message was so powerful. I'm not going to give you guys her exact message, but it definitely inspired the message today, which is you are right where you're supposed to be. And I know on Morning Motivation, we talk about getting to the next level, as we should. You know, we should continue to elevate. We should continue to grow. We should continue to maximize our potential in any way possible. But one thing she spoke over us is she said, God is telling me you guys are right where you're supposed to be. And we're going to deep dive into that and how we can maximize where we are right now in order to make our futures brighter. But before we do that, we're going to go ahead and do our quick morning prayer. We're going to jump into the comments and give you guys your morning shout out. So if you guys have not gone ahead and filled up the comments with the morning shout outs, go ahead. Okay. And I do have an announcement before the prayer. We are bringing back the book giveaways. I know I told you guys we're going to do this one this Friday. I'm just going to let y'all know when it's time to go ahead and enter in. If you still want to enter via Instagram, you can definitely enter the book giveaway that way. Again, website. I'm not going to keep telling y'all it's coming. Just know it's good. When it's ready, I'm going to say it instead of telling y'all it's coming. I'm just going to tell y'all when it's ready. Okay. So everybody on there on the podcast and listening who wants to enter the book giveaway, but do not have Instagram, it is coming. I promise you. So if you guys want to go ahead and enter the free book giveaway that we do here on Morning Motivation, you can enter still on Instagram. Just hang tight. I got y'all. Don't worry about it. But let's jump into this morning prayer. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for waking us up again for another day. Thank you for allowing us to come fellowship via the internet once again. Thank you for allowing us to have a safe and fun weekend. And if anybody out there is going through anything that's heavy on their heart, if they're lost, if they're feeling like they don't know their purpose, if they feel like they don't know where to go and which way to go, and they feel like giving up, then let them know that they're in the right place. Please speak through me so I can touch your children and allow them to hear exactly what they need to hear this morning. I want to be a guiding light. We want to do all things that are pleasing in your sight. In your darling son Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Y'all filled up the comments this morning. So let's go ahead and give the morning shout out. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Miss Debbie. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Elijah. Sorry, I'm so used to Edwan first. Good morning. Aisha. I think that's how you say it. I think that's how you pronounce your name. Let me know if I ever jack up y'all name. Let me know how to pronounce it phonetically because I want to get it right. You guys have beautiful names. Good morning, Nana, or excuse me, good afternoon. Nana is hailing from the UK. So thank you for tuning in. Good morning, Ashley. Good morning, Melon and Honey. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Cooking with Raw. Good morning, Kiki. Good morning, Zaina. Hello, shout out to all my new morning motivators out there. I appreciate it. Good morning, Such a Lady. Good morning, Brittany. Good morning, Chevy Chev. Good morning, Aubrey. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Charlene. Good morning, Shades of Brown. Oh, I did? Okay. Thank you. Good morning and Grand Rising and Rich Rising out there for everyone. So deep diving into today's topic. Good morning, Shanji. Or Shanjay. I think it's Shanjay. That's so pretty. Okay. So deep diving into today's topic is where you are right where you are supposed to be. And when Diamond, she gave us some more. I don't want to take her nuggets because I think she's going to turn this into a speech. But basically, what she told us yesterday, which was super impactful, super powerful, is she was saying how when we are in the midst of going to the next level or trying to make our dreams come true or trying to accomplish what we want to accomplish, that it could feel like we're stuck a little bit. It could feel like, okay, for some of you all, or some of us, we're just beginning, right? And for some of us, we have been doing what we've been doing for a long time. And it feels like you're inching up a hill, you're inching up a hill, you're inching up a hill, and you're dang near about to run out of gas. And one of the analogies she used is she was like, have y'all ever ran out of gas? Like going up a hill when you think you're about to run out of gas is a little terrifying. And sometimes we have that. Sometimes we feel like, God, man, I've been going and going and going. I've been on this path for so long, or I've been trying new things, or I've been trying to figure it out for so long. I've been going and going and going. And I feel like you haven't, you're not hearing me, you left me, I'm kind of stuck, I'm in this place. But she reaffirmed everybody that we are exactly where we were supposed to be. And the reason why you're where you're supposed to be, even if it feels like you're stuck, is because there's something God wants you to understand right where you're at. There's something that he needs you to master right where you're at. You know, she gave us another analogy, and I'm not taking credit for this message. This is all Diamond, and I added my fluff in it. You guys go follow Diamond Hill. She's such a light, such a light. But one thing she was saying was, you know, what haven't we maximized at this level? Like if you want to be an influencer, right? But there's something that you haven't done at your job that's going to help you get you, like you need a job in order to get like your equipment, in order to get certain things. Like sometimes we try to skip steps. And I know that was a horrible example, so don't listen to that one. But sometimes we try to skip steps in life. Like we want to go from A to B, or excuse me, A to Z, or we want to just hop over the importance of, I'm lost for words this morning. Jesus, Lord, help me. Sometimes we want to hop over the levels, hop over the steps, hop over the sequence that God has us in the sequence for. Like we can look at people like Oprah, right? Oprah had no idea she was going to get her own show one day, but had she not gone out and became an anchor and did horrible at being an anchor, she wouldn't have ever got her show because she thought that she was supposed to be in the news and she wanted to be in the news, but because it just wasn't her gift, because she was so empathetic, that didn't happen for her, but it ended up doing something better, which is getting her show. Like Tyler Perry. He had to be homeless in his vehicle. He had to go through the struggle of knowing what that phase was like so he could continue to maximize everything that he maximized. Like I tell you, for me, being in the military, as much as I don't like that chapter in my life, it definitely shaped who I was. And it actually ordered my steps to get me right here where I'm at. So sometimes when we're in the midst of trying to figure it out, trying to get to the next level, we want to skip the hard part. We want to skip the struggle. We want to skip the uncertainty. We want to skip the just not knowing what's next. We want to skip the parts where we have to go through it. And a lot of times we go through it, not just for ourselves, but to have a testimony, to be able to help others through their journey, to be able to reach back and say, you know what? I've been there. I've done that before. I've mastered that. And, you know, sometimes we have to have the job in order to flourish, in order to get to the next level. Sometimes we have to go through the bad relationships in order to get to the good one. You know, they say you got to kiss a whole lot of frogs before you find your prince. And that is so, that's anything, that's so true. You know, sometimes we have to go through the ringer, or maybe not even the ringer. Maybe it's just an unpleasant time. Maybe things aren't just working out exactly how you thought they were going to work out. But like we know, and we talk about all the time on Morning Motivation, God's way is always the best way, because it's truly there to make sure that we are on the right path. We have to learn those lessons. We have to scrape our knees. We have to go through those those valleys in order to go to the peaks. And, you know, some of us are out there, as what she was saying the other day, is it's easy sometimes to just sink back into the dark place. It's easy to just sink back into the depression and just say, you know, it's not meant for me anyway. You know, it's easy to give up. It's really easy to give up because it's, although it's not something that we want to do, sometimes it can be familiar. Sometimes giving up on ourselves can be so familiar, but we won't give up on other people. We won't give up on our friends. Some of us won't give up on our kids, our loved ones, our significant others, but we always give up on ourselves. And I want to challenge anybody out there, do not give up on yourself. You have to be your number one fan, your rock star. Lean into people and surround yourself with people who feed into your spirit. Somebody, have at least one friend that you can call when you feel like giving up, and they'd be like, that ain't what we doing. Keep going, keep trekking up that hill, keep pushing and keep pushing and keep pushing and keep pushing. That's what a lot of us need. There's a great movie on Netflix right now called Hustle. I don't know if you guys seen it. Let me know if you've seen it. It was trending US number one over the weekend. And what I loved about the movie, it was like a movie. Adam Sandler is a NBA coach, or striving to be an NBA coach. And he is normally a scout that goes around and finds all of these talented players, but he flies and travels all around the world. He doesn't really like it because it takes him away from his family. And he stumbles upon this guy that is like a powerhouse. And throughout the journey, like most movies, right, they have trials and tribulations that stop them from getting to the next level, because the goal is to get this kid in the NBA. The goal is to get this powerhouse guy into the NBA. But throughout the journey, there's so many times where they could have stopped. There's so many times where they could have given up, but they continue to go. And I won't ruin the movie. Good morning. I won't ruin the movie for anybody. But it's a very, very dope movie. It's very impactful. There's nothing toxic about it, which I really appreciated. There was like no toxic masculinity or no just crazy thing. Queen Latifah is in it, if that engages anybody's interest to go watch the movie. But it was really, really, really insightful to see how, and I love stories like that. I always love to take movies and documentaries and stories and take those lessons and impact them in my own life. And there were so many nuggets in that movie that were really good. But to get back on track is master where you are right now. Like, what could you do at this level? Could you read more books? Like, whatever you're trying to do, right? Whatever you're trying to pursue, whether that's a cooking business, whether that's being an influencer, whether that's increasing your pay, getting a new job, finishing school, getting into school. What could you do to maximize what you are doing right now? Have you really, truly tapped in to maximize everything that you can at this level? What ideas are you leaving on the table? Like, for some of us that want to be influencers especially, right? What ends up happening is the facade is that it's easy. The facade is that all I got to do is record, edit, and post it. But as you guys know, for some of you all who are trying to, or pursuing, because once you do it, you are. That's one thing I want everybody to know. Even if you're not where you want to be, once you do, you are. So if you want to be a chef, the minute you start cooking for others, you're a chef. Now, if you're a professional chef or just a chef in your house is one thing, but you already are. So if you want to be an influencer, the minute you start creating content to influence the masses in a positive way, no matter if your audience is 3 people or 1 million people, you already are. Even if you're not a mother, to mother other people's children in a loving way and to care for other people's children, you're technically a mother. You just haven't birthed your own children. So you don't have to wait for the perfect time or wait. The minute that you start, you are. Now, it's honing in on those skills to maximize your abilities makes you a professional. The 10,000 hours of doing something then makes you a professional, but you already are. You can already be a wife without being a wife. You can already, you know, study what wives do, read books on how to become the best wife, see what the Bible says about being a wife, act as if, you know, that's why they say fake it till you make it. And I know that those two, especially being a mother and a wife, are kind of a different type of example, but it's true. You don't have to be sometimes you have to embody who you want to be and embody what you want to become before it's even into fruition. You know, you want to be a public speaker, a motivational speaker, you can do that. You just got to go speak. And if once you speak once, you're a speaker. Once you speak once on the internet, you're a speaker. So you are exactly who you can want to become now as soon as you start. It just takes those 1,000 hours to perfect your craft. The first time you do something is not going to be great. Remember we talked about and the 9 things successful people do differently? Give yourself room to know I'm not going to be great in the beginning. Nobody is good in the beginning. Some people have natural talent. Some people get beginner's luck, right? But at the same time, hustle beats talent when talent doesn't hustle, right? If you maximize and get in there and dedicate yourself and practice and practice and practice, you're going to be better, so much better than anybody with talent. Because sometimes talent does not hustle. Sometimes talent does not get out there and get it. Sometimes talent, people that are naturally talented go, oh, I'm good. And they don't hone in on their craft. They rest on their laurels. But because you know that there that you have, you know, some areas to work on, you keep pounding and pounding and pounding. Y'all, being in, and I'm going back to this topic because this is so relevant to our time now. Being an influencer is not as easy as people think. People think it's really like, oh, I just take, you know, a little bit. And it can be that simple. It's very simple, but it's not easy because there's a lot of work behind the scenes that a lot of people don't know. So as you're honing your skills and your craft, you're learning all of these things. That's why people intern. That's why people assist. That's why people take jobs in certain fields so they can work their way up, so they can learn everything that they need to do. So a lot of us want to go from being, you know, this person to the CEO. And yes, you can be a CEO of your company 100%. As soon as you open a company, you could be a CEO. But do we even know what CEOs do? That takes studying. That takes research. That takes, owning and operating and getting in day out. But practice doesn't make perfect, Brandy. Thank you for saying that. Practice doesn't make perfect. It increases your skills. You're never going to be perfect. There's never, even Beyonce makes mistakes, y'all. There's a whole reel on social media about her mistakes. It doesn't matter. Everybody's going to make a mistake. You can practice and practice and practice. Who out here has ever had a recital when you were a kid or a speech or had to give the Easter speech at church or was in a play and you practice and practice and practice and practice, but because of nerves or because of just life, you mess up on stage? A lot of us have done that, right? If you're a performer, if you are a speaker, even for men who've proposed or women who have, you know, you have a presentation at work or a presentation in school, you've practiced. You knew exactly what you were going to say. You had your note cards ready. You had everything, but the PowerPoint messed up the day of, or the thing wasn't working, or you forgot a part of your speech. If anybody wants to be a comedian, y'all know if you practice, you're set, but you can go on set or go on stage and still fumble your joke or your words. It happens every time. So practice doesn't make perfect, but it makes you better. It just makes you better. It makes you better. It shakes off the nerves. It doesn't allow you to, you just got to continue. You just have to continue to get better. I love this. Butterfly 88 says, my piano professor always says, perfect practice makes practice. But I find practicing frequently helps you recover from your mistakes quicker. I love that. And that's very true. Like the more you speak, the less you get like hung up if you make a mistake. You're able to recover faster, if that makes any sense. So continue to practice, continue to hone in on your skills, but don't ever look for the degree of perfection. Don't ever look for trying to be perfect, because there are no perfect people. And let's just call a spade a spade. Nobody wants to watch a perfect person anymore. Gone are the days where people want you to be perfect. That's why TikTok is the way it is. People like real. People like you to be your most authentic self as possible, you know? So we don't want to get hung up on trying to be perfect. Don't wait till something is perfect to put it out. Put it out. Get feedback. you know, and allow people to speak into you to help you hone in on your skills. I was watching, Jamie Foxx has a new podcast, which is really good, by the way. It's him, Tank, and some other guy. I may have known his music, but I've never seen him before. And one thing that him and Tank were talking about is, because right now they say Tank is like the guy that can like, you know, do all the notes, right? And they were talking about their past and growing up and how he became the music person that he was. And he said he got in this group when he was a kid. He was like, I think 12, and they were doing a talent show. And he said that all week he practiced, right? Trying to be perfect. He practiced, got on stage. And he didn't do so hot. You know, he didn't really knock it out of the park the way he thought he did. So when he went up to his aunt, he was like, hey, how did I do? You know, he was doing all the riffs and all that stuff. And she was like, baby, you need to keep practicing. You need to do better. But instead of him getting discouraged, he was like, okay, I'm just going to continue to practice. I'm going to continue to get better. I'm going to continue to hone in on my skills, right? I'm going to continue to maximize what I need to maximize. So he kept practicing and practicing and practicing, and he kept doing his runs. And he said he started, he liked this girl, and he would sing for her. And she was like, you know, your voice is nice, but I don't really know what you're talking about doing all them runs and stuff. Maybe you should kind of calm down a little bit with that. And so then he honed in on how to sing without doing all the riffs all the time. Y'all know them. Y'all know us folks. You know how we get a black folk when we can sing, when the folks can sing and they do all them riffs, you know, when they just do, sometimes we do a little too much. And at that point, Tank was doing too much, he said. And he learned how to sing, you know, just without doing them all the time. So it's just not about all the time being perfect. It's honing in our skills, listening to the constructive criticism that we may get from others, even though it hurts, because nobody wants to be bad. Nobody wants to, we're already self-conscious a lot of the times when we're going after things. When we're doing something, we're already kind of like, might not be that great. So sometimes it's hard for us to hear the constructive criticism, but it's super, super important that we do it. Good morning, you guys. But practice doesn't make perfect. It just makes you better. The 10,000 hours doesn't make you perfect. It just makes you better. And I'm not going to lie, some people just are naturally talented at certain things, but they still have to practice. They still have to get up. Sometimes we'll look at people like Stormy Wellington, right? Stormy will often say, I didn't know I was going to give my speech, but I went up there and got it. Y'all, this woman has been doing this for 10 years. So when you see people maximizing on their highest level, you see the Tyler Perrys of the world, when you see the Beyoncés of the world, do y'all know how much Beyoncé practiced? Y'all seen the documentaries. Y'all seen these people. That's why I love watching documentaries. That's why I always tell y'all to watch documentaries, is because you get to look behind the curtain and see everything that they went through. Y'all seen the Kanye documentary, as much as some people don't like Kanye. I think that was a great documentary. I don't really, you know, teach their own, right? But the documentary is so powerful because it showed nobody's good in the beginning, or nobody's great, or nobody cares in the beginning. Nobody cared about Kanye. If y'all watch that documentary, he went to everybody and was playing through the wire for like a year. Nobody cared. Nobody cared. But he kept going. He kept going. He kept going. He kept going. And I think that that's why the reward is so great on the other side. I think that's why people like Tyler Perry and the Kanyes and the Beyoncés of the world are so wealthy. It's because they didn't give up. Beyoncé's been working at, y'all, Beyoncé has been working at her craft since she was a child, from the time she was like 4 to the time she was like 19 years old. That is a long time. That is a lot of hours. Y'all seen the Serena Williams? Well, it wasn't her movie, King Richard. Serena and them were great because of the hours and hours of practice and mistakes and fumbles. And to this day, even with all of that, she's still not perfect, but she's a world-renowned athlete because of the hours and hours and hours of practice. And sometimes we don't get there. I'm seeing y'all's comments. I'm going to read the comments. I just don't want to get off of this for anybody. Prayers going out to Edwan. I'm sorry that something's going on. I'm going to read it. Okay. Just give me a second. I don't want to get out of the flow, but we have to continue to, we have to continue to hone in our craft. We have to continue to hone in our skills. We have to continue to show up each and every day to ensure that we're putting in the work. It's not going to be easy, y'all. It's hard work. I've been doing this for 7 years. People look at me and say, "Hey, Britt, how do you do that so well?" Practice. Y'all go back and look at my old videos. Go back to like the oldest one. It wasn't that great. I think the very first video I made was so bad, I didn't even post it. I was like, oh my gosh, you guys, this takes practice. It takes time. You can get there too, no matter what you're trying to achieve, no matter what you're trying to accomplish, but we got to be focused. We have to take out of the distractions a lot of the times. We have to sacrifice and tell people, hey, no, I can't come do that. Or no, I can't come hang out. Or no, I can't do this. Or no, I can't spend my money on this. Or no, I can't do this because I'm trying to hone my craft in certain areas. I'm trying to get to my skills. And I see your guys' comments, keep loading them up. I'm going to keep going and then get to them towards the end. But we have to put our heads down and get there. You know, it just takes time. It takes practice. and a lot of times, are we taking advantage of the time that we have correctly? I'm not going to lie. I was looking back at the past few weeks and I was like, oh, Britt, you could have did a little better with your time management. I was getting things done. And of course, we're not going to work ourselves to the bone and kill ourselves and be workhorses. No, that ain't how life is either. God definitely made, I feel like, 24 hours on purpose. 8 to sleep, 8 to work, 8 to enjoy your life. But sometimes we're in a season where we don't get, those aren't always in balance. That's why I feel like it was broken down like that. I feel like it was broken down in 3 sectors of the day. 8 to sleep, 8 to work, 8 to do whatever we want to do. Seems fair to me. We always say how we don't have enough hours in the day. I feel like that's pretty fair. I feel like God gave everybody fair time. Like, look, you're going to have to sleep because you're not a robot. You get 8 hours for that. 8 hours, they say, is like really good sleep. Some of y'all don't get that much. Some of y'all get a little bit more. 8 hours of sleep, 8 hours to work. You know, if you work a 9-to-5, if you're not getting paid overtime, you should just be working your hours, you know, depending on what type of career you have. And then 8 hours to do what we want to do. Now, of course, it's not always like that, like I said, but that seems pretty fair. So if we maximize our time, is there any areas where we aren't maximizing our time? Where we're probably chilling a little too much or probably not, you know, putting in the work. We said we were going to do one thing. We ain't doing, you know, what we said we were going to do. And I'm no better than nobody, right? I have my days. Everybody has their days. But where are we not maximizing enough time? Where are we chilling a little too much? Maybe we're on the phone too much. Maybe we're on the internet too much. If y'all want to see where y'all's time is going, I tell everybody this. If you want to see where you spend a lot of your time or you feel like you don't have enough time, go see how much screen time you use on your phone. Go to your settings, go to your screen time and see how many hours throughout the week or per day do you spend on your phone. That will show you if you feel like you don't have enough time, that'll show you where your time is going. Because some of us can be like 30 minutes. You know, we go 30 minutes in the morning, maybe an hour, then 30 minutes at work, 10 minutes here, 10 minutes here, an hour here, scrolling. Y'all, this is it sends endorphins off in our brain. When we scroll, when we do this, things go off in our brain. It's designed on purpose. It's designed to get us hooked. It's designed to keep us on those apps, right? So are we using our time correctly? And if not, cool. Now we know and we can go back and maximize and get more practice in and get more done and get closer to our goals and closer to what we're striving to get to. Another thing is, what can you enhance about you? What are you already What? Because God already, look, let me break this down. God has already given us everything we need to be successful. He's already given us everything we need to be successful. And we are living in the age where we should be maximizing as much as possible. Do y'all know what our grandparents could have done with the internet? Do y'all know what our great-great-grandparents could have done with all of the things that we have at our fingertips? Y'all, if you want to know how to do anything, there is a video online to do it. If y'all want to learn how to cook, you want to learn to do your makeup, you want to learn how to do slay your weave, you want to learn how to make money, you want to learn about stocks and crypto, you want to learn how to be a better person, do you want to learn how to be a mom, do you want to learn how to give birth? You guys, everything is on the internet. Why aren't we maximizing our resources? We live in the best time to be alive, if we really think about it. Yes, there's jacked up stuff going on across the world. Yes, there's, you know, we can't do nothing about that. This is why I always tell people, try to get as wealthy as possible. Try to maximize your skills so you can get as wealthy as possible. And this is why I saw this on Sanford and Son, and this cracked me up. For people that like, oh, I don't want to be rich, this is why we have to maximize our skill to get our earning potential to be the most we can be. Is because when we maximize our earning potential and we get there, we can help everybody else. We then become the cows, the cash cows that can help everybody else. I was watching Sanford and Son, and there was an episode where Fred Sanford won the lottery. Now, you know, normally that don't happen, right? But he won the number, so he got some extra money. I'm not talking about getting with the lottery. I'm talking about honing in our skills and maximizing our income, right? So he gets this money. And everybody knows he has this money. So people come to his doorstep and give him this sob stories about, oh, Fred, you know, I need money. All I got is this. And his son, Lamont, which was a hater. Anybody watch Sanford and Son know Lamont is a hater. And he's over there giving away Fred's money, basically saying like, oh, you got to help him. Dad, you got to help him. You got to help him. But Lamont is the one that don't got no money. Right? We cannot help each other if we're not maximizing our gifts, our potential, everything that we have going on. So make sure that we are maximizing everything. And I see your guys' comments. Keep loading them up. Keep making sure you guys are talking to each other. I'm going to read them in a minute. I just want to stay on topic and on track. Okay. But where can we maximize our potential? What can we do to enhance our skills? If you're good, how can you get better? How can we be great? You know, Kobe used to wake up early so he can get into practice in the gym before everybody else. You know, Michael Jordan used to stay behind because he wanted to be better than everybody else. Or when he was on the set of Space Jam, y'all remember Space Jam when we were kids? Not the LeBron one, the original Space Jam with Michael Jordan. When he was doing Space Jam, he was in a transition. That's a great documentary too. If y'all want to see Michael Jordan's documentary, was fantastic. Last Dance, it's really, really good. Michael Jordan was on the set of Space Jam and he was transitioning back into basketball. And he had been playing baseball for so long, he didn't have the athleticism of a basketball player anymore. So what he did was he built a gym on the set of Space Jam. And when he wasn't filming, he was in the gym and he would invite all of his NBA player friends to come out and they would just play and play and play. And he would work out and get back into ball shape. So what are we not currently doing and currently taking advantage of in order to maximize our potential? Do you have friends who do what you do? Are you calling them? Are you asking them questions? Are you maximizing your coach? Hello, coach here, you know. Make sure you guys are going ahead and locking in your coaching sessions. What are you not taking advantage of that is right at your fingertips? What are you sleeping on? What are you waiting on? What are you holding on to? You know, how can you elevate your skills? How can you upgrade everything you are right now? Maximize those skills, y'all. Maximize and take advantage of all of the opportunities you have right at your fingertips. We have the internet, y'all. We have the internet. We have the internet. Anything that you want to learn, you want to get well, videos. You want to be a midwife? Videos. You want to give birth at home? Videos. Do you want to learn how to open your own school or homeschool your child? Or heck, pay a tutor to homeschool your child so then you have more freedom and free time and your child can sleep in. You don't got to worry about getting and sticking to the schedule of society, which I think is a great idea, by the way. I was talking to my friend about that. There's videos on everything. You want to learn how to fix a car? There's a video. Your freaking AC goes out. There's a video. There's videos on everything out there, y'all. So we have to take advantage of what we have right here in front of us and continue to elevate our skills. And what opportunities aren't we taking advantage of? Where are you leaving opportunities on the table? What aren't you taking advantage of? I want you to maximize that as much as you can. All right, something's going on in the comments. So let me go and see what's going on. But thank you guys for loading them up. Let me know what your thoughts are about this. How do you guys feel about mastering your skills? And right now you're in this bright space. You're in the space right now. You're in the space right now to fully take advantage. To fully take advantage. So where can you level up? But you're right where you're supposed to be, but what can you do right now to help you? So go into the comments. Let's say, Miss Demita Joe, yes, sometimes we do things we think are meaningless, but necessary for something in the future. Absolutely. Girl, you better preach. I literally wrote this topic last night to put out. Yes, podcast is launched yesterday. Congratulations, you guys. Kiki launched her podcast yesterday. You guys make sure you guys go and subscribe. Is it on YouTube? Let us know in the comments. Kiki, where your podcast is it streaming on the platform so we can check it out? We can support you. You guys got another brilliant, beautiful Black woman that is going after her dreams. I'm super proud of her. She is in the 555 transformation. So I'm super, proud of you, Kiki. You continue to rise and shine and let us know where we can stream your podcast. Congratulations. Good morning, Yolanda. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's see. Perfect practice makes perfect. Let's see. Edwin says, good morning, Brittany. Bad news again. I'm in the hospital with a broken leg and car totaled due to a drunk driver. Oh, I'm so sorry, Edwin. Oh, I'm so sorry. I hope that you have a speedy recovery. That's what everybody was talking about. I hope you have a speedy recovery. I pray that everything is okay. I pray that you're going to get better. Edwin, I'm going to DM you today. I'm going to DM you. I'm so sorry that that's happening to you, but I'm going to DM you today because I think I have something on my heart to tell you. I'm so sorry for that. Butterfly 88 says, I'm drinking while I'm typing, watching you. No problem. My piano professor, practice makes perfect. Wait, perfect practice makes perfect. Thank you. Yeah, everybody is praying for Edwin's speedy recovery. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Nana says, I lately learned the difference between being perfect and excellence as a part of my spirituality. Ooh, we will never be perfect, but we always strive to be the best you. You can be, therefore, excellent. Ooh, I love that. So with Nana saying our excellence is us maximizing us and being the best us we can be. That's showing up in our excellence, but we can never be perfect. Love that. Love that. Love that. Love that. Love that. Cooking with Ross said I had planned to put out two cooking videos this week. And then it dawned on me that that's way too much during the beginning stages of my channel. One video a week is still enough. I love that. I love that you saw your boundaries and that you did it yourself and you made it happen. But you guys, you know what? Now, YouTube is great, but maximizing TikTok and Instagram, if you guys want to start out, that is another way that you can maximize your potential without having to do so much editing and filming when it comes to YouTube. But keep going. Keep practicing. One video I think would be great because it'll help you, you know, get your angles right. And it's really, it takes a lot, especially cooking, because you have to prep and you have to have everything set up and look aesthetically cute. There's a lot of stuff that moves behind the scenes, but I'm super excited to see your content. Cooking with Raw, let us know when you launch your video so we can watch it. I'm praying that everything is going well and you can do it. I know we set up something so we can do it. Can't wait to talk to you about your YouTube channel. Yes, everybody's praying for, send prayers to Edwan. Edwan, I pray that you have a speedy recovery. I pray that everything is okay. I'm super, super sorry that you're going through that, but make sure you keep praying. You know, God is on your side. You keep being spared. I think he's trying to tell you something. So pay attention in times when we have, I'm not talking about Edwan specifically because I don't want to make him, he's not an example of what I'm about to say. But sometimes things happen to us and God is trying to tell us something. So really hone in, get silent sometimes when we go, if we constantly see things, y'all, and I'm not talking about Edwan and just in general, if we constantly see things happening in us, like we constantly keep things, just make sure we're paying attention because I think God sometimes tries to tell us stuff in those moments. When we're down, when things don't feel like they're going our way or things keep happening, really hone in and try to hear what God, ask God, what are you trying to tell me? What are you trying to tell me? Because he spares us. He keeps us, you know, and sometimes he's trying to shake us up to tell us something. So make sure that we're honing in and we're really listening to what God is trying to tell us. Sometimes we get so busy and we're so distracted and we keep doing what we want to do. And he wants us to focus. He wants us to really hear him and understand our purpose and what's going on and why we continue to go through cycles. So if you're in a season, right? When I say you're right where you're supposed to be, you're right where you're supposed to be because God placed you there, right? Or we place ourselves there. One of the two has happened. We've either placed ourselves there or God has placed us there. So if we find that things aren't really moving the way we're supposed to move, if we're finding things aren't really going our way, if we're tapping in and things aren't, sometimes we need to stop and pause and ask God what he wants us to do in this season. Where do you want us to be? Where do you want us to listen to or think about or focus on? Because we can be so focused and distracted and we can be hearing what we're supposed to do and continuing to ignore it, to do things our way, to do stuff our way. And he keeps saying no. He keeps like knocking us against the head, like, because sometimes God got to knock us. He knows the people that he can tap. He knows the people that he can just do this to. Hey. Hey, you come on, focus. And we'd be like, all right, my bad, focus. And sometimes, you know, when you're a little kid and you see the little boy, the little girl getting smacked, or, you know, you get popped in your mouth or you get smacked in the back of your head. Sometimes we have to be smacked in the back of our heads. Sometimes we have to be woken up. God be like, hold on now, come on. I've been trying to tap. You ain't listening. I done told you to sit down. And so now I got to smack you. So sometimes if we find ourselves going through cycles of like, why does this thing keep happening? Why do I keep, what is going on? Sometimes I think God is trying to get our attention. And that's the way he's doing it, because it's the way to get you by yourself. It's the way to get you still. When you go through stuff, like say if you go through a season where you lose all your money and you lose all your friends right along with your money, that was on purpose. God is trying to show you something. Sometimes when you're trying to be different and your friends walk away from you, or the significant other is no longer there, or that relationship you thought was going to last does not last. Sometimes God is trying to clear the deck so he can get you, he can get your attention, and he can focus in on you and say, look, I have called you to do something and you're not doing it. You're not maximizing what I have sent you here for. So he's trying to get you, he's trying to do this because we're like this, right? We're like, we're trying to see over there. And he's trying to get us to do this. Focus. Listen to me. Listen. You know what I mean? And he will do things in mysterious ways. He will isolate us. He will keep us by ourselves so he can talk to us. Because we think we can do it ourselves. We think that we got it figured out. We think that we can do it without him. And what he's trying to tell us is, no, ma'am, no, Pam, you need me and I'm trying to get to you, but you're not listening. You're not focused on me. Focus on me first. Because y'all, when we're going through all of this, when we're trying to do things our way, when we're trying to cut corners and we're trying to, you know, we're trying to sneak through the back door and we're trying not to, no, no, no. God is saying you got to do it right in order to get what you want. In order to get what you truly want and truly desire and what I have for you, you have to do it right. You have to take the long way around. Can't cut through the grass. I know the grass looks tempting. I know it's quicker to cut through the grass and go straight to the door. I need you to follow the path that I've laid out for you. I need you to walk around. You know, at my alma mater, Prairie View A&M University, we weren't allowed to walk on the grass. And I know why as I got older, because our grass was beautiful and we wanted to honor it. But sometimes God don't need you to cut through the grass. He wants you to go take the long way around. You ever missed your exit and you had to go all the way around because you couldn't just get off in certain states in the United States? There's certain places you can't just get off and loop back around. You got to go all the way around. And sometimes because we're so distracted, we miss our exit. Ooh, I feel a word coming on, y'all. Sometimes we're so distracted, we miss our exit. And now we got to go all the way around. God's saying that you can't cut corners. You can't do it your way. You can't keep moving how you want to move. You have to take a step back and let me speak to you because I have the GPS. I have the roadmap. God is telling you, if you do not call on me and use me, you're going to keep missing your exit. You're going to keep looping around. You're going to keep getting on the wrong freeway. And you're going to be all like this. He's trying to get us to focus, y'all. He's trying to get us to set our eyes on him and ask him every day, what is it that you've called me to do? What am I supposed to do? Let me do things that are pleasing in your sight. Let me walk with you. Help me. Help me. Call out to him. Y'all, call out to God. Help me. I need you. Please, something, help me. If you don't know what to say, just say, God, help me. God, help me. What are you trying to tell me? What do you want me to do? What do you want? Where do you want me to go? Who do you want me to meet? What do you want me to do? And just listen. Just be silent and listen. He wants us to focus on him. He wants us to hear him because he has the map. Y'all, he got the instructions. He has all the details, all the steps. Y'all ever tried to put a piece of furniture together without the instructions? Some men be like, I'm gonna figure it out. God wants you to, he has the instructions and he ain't letting you see the instructions unless you ask him. He got the instructions right here. But he ain't gonna let you because you over there trying to build it by yourself. Stop trying to build it by yourself and be like, God, help me. What am I supposed to do? Then he'll open the instructions and he'll tell you step at a time. He ain't gonna give you step number 6 without 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 first. So stop trying to build it by yourself. You did not manufacture those parts. He did. You ain't IKEA. You don't know how where them bolts and nuts and that little screwy thing goes, but he does. Stop trying to build it by yourself. Stop trying to do it by yourself. You need him. You need him. Lean on him. Call out for him. Get closer to him. Say, God, I'm sorry. I was really trying to do it by myself. It's okay. He's not going to hold a grudge. Just apologize and keep it moving. I don't got pride like that. He wants us to put our pride aside and say, you know what? I'm sorry. I've been out here trying to do it myself. I haven't been doing it. I know. I'm sorry. I know you've been trying to get to me. I know you've been calling me and I've been sending you the voicemail. I know you've been calling me and I blocked your number, but it's okay, God. I'm sorry. I'm ready. I need you. Help me because I've been trying to do it by myself and it hasn't been working. It hasn't been working. I need you. Call out to him. It's okay. He understands. He made you like that. He gave you choice. He knows. He knows you. He made you. He created you to be stubborn. He created you to be hard-headed. He knows you. It's okay. Call out to him and ask him for help. He knows you need him, but he can't intervene unless you ask. That's how he built us. He wants us. You know why? He wants us to come to him with our open hearts. He wants us to do it on our own. God is not a dictator. He's not going to just be like, you have to love me and serve me. He knows that ain't real love. He knows dictatorship ain't real love. He wants your heart. He wants you to lean on him. He wants you to come to him because he can't get to you unless you do. Those are the rules. That's how he set it up. He set it up like that. That's how selfless God is. I don't want to make you love me. I want you to love me and call out to me and lean on me because you just know who I am. But he won't make you do anything. He'll try to get your attention. He'll try to knock on the door, but he knows some of his kids. He loves you. He loves you no matter what, but he knows some people he can't get to. But when you're listening to, I know you're hearing me, call out to him. He's trying to get your attention. He wants you to focus. He wants you to focus. And when we do that, when we start asking God, hey, okay, I'm ready now. What are the instructions? This is how he works. You want to hear it? This is the funny part. You ready? He'll be like, you ready? Like, ready, God. Okay, I'm ready. What do you want me to do? Step one. All right, I did step one. Now what? You haven't mastered step one yet. I need you to go back and do it again. But God already did. I need you to do it again. You're not ready for step two. I need you to do it again. Take it apart. How about now? All right, that's a little better. Now, step two. And then he puts his instructions away. Y'all, God's time ain't our time. Y'all know that, right? We know that, right? Our time feels like forever. It ain't nothing to God. And then while he's reading you instructions, he's so powerful, he reading everybody else's instructions too. But he ain't going to give you one step at a time. So don't rush. Don't be trying to get to step six. You're not there yet. It's okay. Y'all, we got time. If God got us here, we have time. But he's only going to give you one step at a time. He's not going to give you step eight without you mastering step one and two first. So call out to him. Ask him for help. Make sure we're putting in those hours. We're practicing. We're practicing. We're practicing. We're practicing. Because then, once we hit excellence, then once we hit that threshold, then that's when all the magic happens, right? That's when we get all the stuff that we want. But what you don't know is through that journey, you're inspiring others. Because it's not about you. It's not about us. It's not about me. It feels good, right? When we get the stuff, you get the accolades, you get the standing ovation, you get the screams at the concert, right? Everybody's liking your videos and telling you how good you look. Those things feel great, right? But what he's really doing is using you as an example of how to keep going, how to get over obstacles, trials, and tribulations. So when your documentary comes out, when your story is told, people be like, Cooking with Raw went through all of that? Dang. Nana went through all of that? She Amber went through all of that? And she got that? Wow. That's why he doesn't give us a perfect story, so we can inspire others to keep going. You never know who you're inspiring. You never know who you're impacting with your story. You never know the cousins, the family members, your parents. You never know who's watching you and is inspired by your spirit, by how faithful you are to God, how much you pray, your light, how much you impact the world. You have no idea what you're doing to the people around you and the people through the internet. For those of you who are content creators, you never know. You might not get an audience of a million right now, but keep going. Tabitha Brown went live 2 years before anybody even knew who she was, before she went viral. People put in a lot of time because they're just obedient and they're like, all right, God is like, hey, God told Tabitha Brown, step one, go live every day. She was like, she did the same thing I did. But God, what if don't nobody watch? Do as I say. You know how we get. You know how us folks get. Just go. Just go. All right, God, I guess this is what you You told me to do, okay. You said, this is what you, okay. You know, they say, don't question God. You got to question it because you got to make sure that it's coming from him and not you and not Sally Lou. You know what I mean? So sometimes it is good to question God, because what it'll do is that voice will get a little stronger. That nudge will get a little stronger. You'd be like this at first. You'd be like, God, you sure that's you? It's me. It's me. All right, cool. I know. Okay, good. I know now. I know that's God. It's okay to question it. You know, they tell you in church, don't question God. I think that came from slavery. Let's throw that out. Ball that up. Throw it away. You have to question, because you got to make sure that that's coming from him. And when you get the confirmation in your spirit that it's him, step at a time. And then when you've maximized that step, where you feel like you're coming to, okay, God, am I ready for step two yet? He'd be like, all right, yeah, you ready for step two. Let's go. Step two. But ask him, call on him. Ask him and call on him. Ask him and call on him, okay? Ask him and call on him. Let's see. Hold on. I'm trying to get back to the comments. For some reason, it just goes out of order sometimes. Cooking with Raw says, I realize that slow progress wins the race. Absolutely. Y'all know the tortoise and the hare. Y'all know that story. Hello, Getta. What's going on? That's a great point. 24 hours should be spent in 8 hours increment of time given. Increments of time given. Love that. Yes, Edwin, we pray for a speedy recovery for sure. Edwin says, I just hate things keep happening to me and I don't understand why. See, I didn't even read your comment, Edwin. God may want you to focus. God may want you to focus, okay? Shamber says, sometimes you can speak things into existence, and not saying that's always the case, but you can really speak things into reality and also thoughts. So I agree with you 100%, but absolutely. And you guys know what? Those visions that you have, the things that you see, and you're like, that has not even happened to me. How did I see myself on a stage? How did I see myself with 1 million subscribers? How did I see myself with a cooking show? How did I see myself? God is showing you what's coming. What does Steve Harvey say? Your imagination is your coming attractions to life's, or life's coming attractions. It's the preview. You already know because it's there. It's coming. You just got to put in the hours. You don't know when it's coming. You don't know when it's happening, but it's coming. For those of you who have to go to work, I love you. Have a beautiful and blessed Monday. I'm going to continue to read the comments. For those of you who want to stay on, we'll continue for a little bit longer. Dang Dion says, I need to let go of all the possessions and truly hear what's beneath all of the noise and distractions. I pray I make a breakthrough. I know it's going to be hard season. And look, you don't got to get rid of your stuff. I don't think God wants you to be like, all right, well, hey, teach their own though. Sometimes you got to. Sometimes God do be one to teach their own. But I don't think you got to pack up all of your belongings and give them the goodwill to be a good human. No, you worked hard for those things. I don't think that's it sometimes. But don't focus on the things. The things can distract us. So if we just kind of like, okay, I'm not going to, I got nice things. I like my things. You know, God said we can have nice things now. It's okay to have nice things, but we can't let the things distract us. We can't put the things over purpose. We can't put the things over, you know, what we're meant to do. That's the only thing. So I don't think that you have to get rid of the things unless God called you to get rid of them. But that's only you know that. My mindset is really messed up right now. I'm feeling all types of ways. Well, look, at one day at a time, call out to God. Everybody send Edwin some prayers of healing. I pray God speaks to you, but one day at a time, just talk to God today. You don't got to do nothing else. You're in the hospital where everybody's sending you prayers of recovery, and you're God's child. So you're going to make it out of this, but you just need to talk to him. While you're alone, he probably wants you to be isolated so you could talk to him. He could talk to you. Talk to him. Ask God why things are happening. Ask him. He'll tell you. But you got to talk to him. You got to call out to him. You got to pray. Keep praying. Good morning, Papa. Oh, my Papa's so supportive. I love my family. Even though it's a hard season, try to look past this season and focus on the reason why you're going, what's going on, and tackle it day by day. Thank you for that, She Amber. My family's the best. Brittany, what about people like me? No family, friends, and life has always been quite quiet, but God unable to hear God. Do you have, do you know any, no family, no friends? Dang, Dion, we might need to, I need to get you on a, book a 30-minute session with me, because there has to be somebody you know who prays, a church member that you trust. Sometimes we have to have people who are really close to God speak into our lives and pray over us and pray for us. But keep asking him to talk to you. Sometimes you can't hear it at first. But keep praying, man. Keep praying. And sometimes, y'all, if it's not coming through us, we have to connect with prayer warriors. I have a few people in my life or that I know prayer warriors. And the prayer warriors are the people that you know got like a direct connection to God. They got that like on the main line, and they know, and sometimes they could prophesy and stuff like that. And be careful with those, but know the ones that you can trust, people that can speak into your life. But you just, ooh, that one's hard, dang Dion. I may not have an answer for you, but I just want to tell you to keep praying. You might book a 30-minute session with me so I could get you on the phone so we could talk about what's going on, any blockages and things like that. I want to do a session with you, dang Dion. So go ahead and book one if you feel comfortable, and so we can get to the root, and maybe I can give you some more tips, because I don't want to leave you hanging like that. But I do know if you just keep praying. Kiki says this podcast is called Strength of Her. Thank you all for the support. I'm going to be pouring into inspiring others and healing from my story with raw authenticity. Well, better in my zone. Yes. And Kiki has, man, when I say y'all, when y'all hear her story, I ain't gonna tell her story for her. She's gonna do it herself. But wow, Kiki's story is, she's going to help so many people. I'm super proud of you, because that is not an easy thing. But I cannot wait for y'all to hear this story. I can't wait for the light. There's Zara. I can't wait for the light that she's about to shine onto the world that she has. You guys go. Make sure you guys are following her podcast. Come here, baby. Make sure you guys are following her podcast. Good morning. Yes, been tapped a few times. Hard taps too. Yeah, God will tap you. Y'all, Zara's here. Speak the word. Thank you. Your blessing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, everybody, make sure you guys like this, like the live. Make sure you guys subscribe. Make sure you guys are liking. Every time y'all come in, do me a favor. As soon as y'all come in, when y'all go ahead and load up the comments, make sure y'all are giving thumbs ups, please. It helps me. It helps me so much. I really need y'all's help, because y'all are my audience. It really helps. Yes. Thank you. We are your friends here. Thank you, She Amber. Dang Dion, you are not alone. You are not alone. You got the morning motivators. Everybody send Dang Dion some prayers. Make sure that you guys never are alone when you are part of the morning motivation. You are never alone. You have like-minded people. You have God-fearing people. You have people who are willing to pray for you, to pour into you. You guys start making connections. Start following each other. I know Facebook groups are so played, but I really want to bring you guys together in a space where y'all can talk and you guys can network, because it's very hard to find like-minded people sometimes. And this space just has so many like-minded people. And it's really a beautiful thing. So positive, so amazing. You guys are doing so many amazing things. So many amazing things. We are all family. Absolutely. Thank y'all for being such a, such a good spirit. There's no need to rush God's timing. Absolutely. Love that, Vanessa. Thank you for that. Hello, hello. I'm where I'm supposed to be. God is not punishing me. Yes. 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 He's not punishing you. He's preparing me for greater, and I'm living proof of his excellence. Love that. Yes, he's not punishing us. because we haven't gotten what we want. That's the world telling us that we're supposed to get what we want when we want it. No, God has us. He has our backs, y'all. He has our backs. 100,000%. All right, finishing up the comments, you guys, if you have any more comments, questions, or concerns, go ahead and load them up right now. Because we're gonna end in about a few minutes. Shamber says, that's like me right now, going live praying session 3 times a week now. And you are speaking to me right now because I am here and I only got one view, maybe none, but I keep going because of God. Absolutely. Shamber, keep going. Keep going. You are a light. You have no idea. And this is the thing about YouTube that's interesting, y'all. When I first started and I did my most popular video, almost has 1 million views, is how to budget and save. I just got the idea, like, you know what? I want to help people because nobody taught me this. So let me just make a video about it. Y'all, that video went viral 6 months later. That video started picking up traffic 6 months later. You have no idea when your idea is going to hit, who's going to see you, who you're going to inspire, what opportunities are coming. Do not worry about who's not watching right now. You have no idea who will be watching in the future, who's going to come across your content, who you may save, who you may help, who you may inspire. Never stop. Keep going. Don't listen to these folks when they'll tell you, well, if you don't got this, then you ain't doing it for them. You're doing it to please God and honor God. And if God is telling you to do it, keep doing it. Everybody check out She Amber's live stream. Make sure we are supporting our friends and our family here. Make sure you guys are going to watch, but do not stop. Do not stop. Do not stop. I'm in happy tears as well. I know that this was what I'm supposed to do. Absolutely, y'all. Keep going. Yes, because God told me to do it. And you have no idea. Y'all remember when I told y'all Tabitha Brown, the Black beautiful woman she is that has a deal with Target. Tarjay has a book, New York Times best-selling book. It's her own spices. Started off by going live every day for 2 years. And she said nobody was really watching her like that. And one day she went viral. And through the pandemic, she helped change millions of lives and uplift spirits. And now look at her, from being obedient. Y'all. And some of us just started. Like what? I'm 6 months into the morning motivation. It's a lot of work, but it's only been 6 months. So we can't get discouraged when we've only been doing it a few months, a few weeks. Yeah, when she said she went live for 2 years, I said, Brittany, you better stop complaining. You better stop complaining and keep doing it. I had to pull over. This was an excellent stream. Oh, I'm so happy. Angel, don't be late, girl. Don't be late. Y'all can always go back. Don't be late. Yes. 1 foot in front of the other. Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Yes, y'all listen, Keek. Y'all help support each other. Do that. Yes, I used to say, God speak, I'm listening. Yes. Yes. And say everything that you need to say. If you're mad, tell him you're mad. If you're upset, tell him you're upset. If you feel like he's left you, tell him that. You don't have to be like, God, I'm sorry. No, tell him how you feel. He knows. He's your child. He's your father. You're his child. He knows. But tell him. Say, God, I feel like you left me. I'm struggling. What is going on? Help me. Call out to him. It is okay. Be vulnerable with God. He wants your heart. That's all he wants is your heart. Your heart and your footsteps, so he can maximize and keep you and make you the best person that you can be for the world. Y'all, our impact isn't just for us. Y'all should see Czar. Our impact isn't just for us. It's for the world. Yes, I love y'all too. I love y'all too. Make sure we are all helping and subscribing and all of that. Yes, She Amber does prayer sessions, y'all. Make sure you guys are tuning in. Kiki is sharing her story, her triumphant, amazing story. This woman is a warrior, okay? I said that all weird. Warrior. She's a warrior. Make sure you guys are tapped in. Yes. And you guys can always come back in the comments, because I know the live stream kind of like hides itself. Put everything that we talk about in the comments. Y'all, if you are a morning motivator, put in the comments, hey, y'all, I have a podcast too. Watch here, listen here. It is okay. If you have a, whatever y'all have, put it in the comments of the videos, so all the other morning motivators that watch can go in the comments and find you guys. It's okay. Highlight and promote yourselves. Cooking with Raw said, I'm about to wrap up. I know I've been saying that. Cooking Raw says, I remember when I told my landlord I wanted to start a cooking channel first. Thing she said was, there's a lot of competition out there. So, you know how much bread is in the bread aisle? Do you know how much frozen food is in the frozen food aisle? You know how much fruit exists? Everybody comes with a different sauce. My live streams is not going to be the same as She Amber has a different heart, a different spirit, different everything. She's going to bring something different. Kiki's lives are going to be different. She's going to bring some secret sauce. That's what's room enough for all of us. Cooking with Raw, your show is going to be different than everybody else's show. Forget what that, who cares? And you know why your neighbor said that? Because they scared. That's what they do. That's why she your landlord. Girl, do your show. Do your show, because then we're going to be buying Cooking with Raw products in a couple years. We're going to be buying Cooking with Raw stuff at Target in a couple of years, okay? Keep going, y'all. He's our cutest. All right, I got to go, but I'm going to finish up the comments real quick. I've been thinking about going live every day to create songs live in order to become a paid songwriter. Hearing what you said about Tabitha, but yes, y'all better get on TikTok. Y'all better start using all these platforms, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You guys, so people, how are people going to discover y'all if y'all aren't putting out your stuff? How are you going to get your cooking show on the Food Network if don't nobody can see you cook? That was so politically incorrect. If can't nobody see you cook, how are you supposed to get your own TV show and nobody knows what you do? Y'all better use these free platforms and put y'all stuff out there. And then come back to the morning motivation and put y'all stuff in the comments. Promote yourselves. I'm allowing y'all use this platform. Use me. Yeah, tell you me. Damn. All right. Two more and then we're about to get out of here. I'm praying for more and more people to come to Jesus, and I believe it is working. I do want to see people come to him. Yes, Brittany, use your platform. Speak his name. That's what I'm doing. I want God, people to have a better relationship with God. Thank you. All right. Yes. Everybody follow each other. Make sure you guys come back. Do not forget to give this video a thumbs up. Put all of your stuff, links and everything in the comments after the video, because the live stream goes away. But put them in the comments. I love you guys so much. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. You are exactly where you're supposed to be. Reach out to God. Maximize your potential. I love y'all, and I'll see y'all tomorrow. Bye, guys.